Americans, this is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. A three-day campaign blitz in key states begins today for Vice President Harris, 15 days from Election Day. CBS's Ed O'Keefe says it kicks off in Pennsylvania with a Republican who backs her, Liz Cheney.
They're especially hopeful, the Harris campaign is, that this convinces white women, maybe Republican women or independent women who tend to vote Republican, to come on over at least this time and vote for a Democrat.
Donald Trump stumps in North Carolina, as we hear from CBS. This is Elizabeth Cook.
The former president touring Hurricane Helene damage before then holding a rally in Greenville later on this afternoon. He's also scheduled to speak at the 11th hour conference in Concord tonight.
A House report on the Trump assassination attempt in Pennsylvania is out today. CBS's Scott McFarland says it cites what it calls a lack of urgency and communication by the Secret Service and local law enforcement.
There was a local police officer who spotted the gunman on the roof with the high-powered assault rifle, who, according to this report, came down yelling. There's a AR-15, an AR, a guy with an AR. That message, according to the task force, doesn't seem to have made it to former President Trump's security detail that day.
There's an investigation in Houston after a private helicopter slammed into a radio tower, killing four people. CBS News transportation safety analyst Robert Sumwalt.
There was a notice out that the obstruction lights on this tower were out. Now, I can verify by looking at the video that the top light was on, but how about the lights on the side of the tower? From the video, it does appear that they are not working.
Defense Secretary Austin is in Ukraine today announcing $400 million in U.S. arms assistance. Lawmakers in Texas getting testimony today from a man who was 90 minutes from being executed by the state last week. Democrat Joe Moody is among those who now believe Robert Roberson is innocent.
The way shaken baby syndrome was understood 20 years ago isn't good science anymore, and yet the Court of Criminal Appeals hasn't weighed any of that evidence.
New evidence does suggest Roberson's two-year-old daughter died of pneumonia. In New York City, jury selection underway today in the manslaughter trial of Daniel Penny, the Marine vet charged in the subway chokehold death of a 30-year-old black man last year. CBS News legal contributor Caroline Polisi on the prosecution's approach.
This particular type of chokehold, they are going to argue, was one that, as a Marine, he knew or should have known had the potential to cause death. The defense is going to argue self-defense.
And checking Wall Street, the Dow is down 300 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A house fire in Racine yesterday caused significant damage, but no injuries were reported. It's believed to have started in an exterior kitchen wall. The cause is under investigation. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz will visit Racine tomorrow night as early in-person absentee voting begins. The event is scheduled for around 7 o'clock with details on the location still pending. Vice President Kamala Harris is holding an event tonight in Waukesha County. She'll be in Brookfield taking part in a moderated discussion alongside former Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney. Two separate crashes and fires on Friday night shut down both lanes of the interstate near the county line. Seven people were treated after a multi-car crash, and a driver was rescued from a burning vehicle following a medical event. And the state DOT is closing two Milwaukee-area park-and-ride lots today. They say it's due to safety concerns related to homeless encampments. There's no timeline for when the facilities may reopen. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers win a thriller. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers with a 24-22 win over the Houston Texans Sunday, thanks to a 45-yard field goal by their new kicker, 33-year-old Brandon McManus.
It's exciting. What a week. Great group of guys. I'm the oldest on the team by 2 years, so some of them are trying to call me uncle and dad already. But no, super excited to be here. Yeah, what a way to help this team win my first game here at Lambeau Field.
Packers head coach Matt LaFleur.
He's a vet. You can see it. The moment's not too big for him, and obviously that was a big overtime kick.
Green Bay improves to 5-2. Next, they'll play the Jaguars in Jacksonville. College football, the Badgers able to strip sack Wildcats quarterback Jake Lausch on the way to a 23-3 win at Northwestern. Luke Fickle, on his team, able to convert turnovers into points.
That's the key element to what we're starting to see from this group, is we're able to take advantage of some of these opportunities that are presented to us.
The Badgers host Penn State on Saturday. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Another sunny and summery day today with high temperatures flirting with 80 degrees. The good news, we have calmer winds out of the southwest. But a few clouds build in tonight and lows fall to near 50. Tomorrow, it'll be partly sunny and cooler. Highs near 70 with the chances of rain rolling in by night. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
It's time for Paul Harvey's The Rest of the Story right here on WRJN. And to learn how your business can be the sponsor of one of the most popular shows ever to air on WRJN, just give us a call during business hours at 262-634-3311. That's 262-634-3311. You could be one of four category exclusive businesses to sponsor Paul Harvey and...
Now... The rest of the story. Tim and Darlene Mullins had stopped at a gas station in their hometown, Roscoe, Illinois, when they noticed a cat hiding under a parked car. Pretty little white cat with dark gray patches. No, the station owner said it was not his, but when Darlene approached it, the kitty ran away behind the gas station to a big empty lot to a landfill brimming with debris. This dumping ground, it became clear, was the cat's home. Well, Tim and Darlene, eagerly encouraged by their young son and daughter, agreed that such a place was no fitting home for anyone, and so with the owner's consent, the Mullins family embarked on a rescue mission, which was to lead them right off the map of their predictable, comfortable lives. Tim and Darlene and the children first tried luring the stray cat with food, which the starving creature eagerly accepted, and yet when any of them attempted to pick up the kitty or even to pet it, it ran back into the clutter of barbed wire and old tires and assorted trash, hopelessly beyond reach. So Darlene suggested they get a cage, put food inside, tie a long string to the door. When the cat went in to get the food, they'd pull the door shut. The Mullinses got a cage, brought it back to the dump. The cat did go inside, but when Darlene tugged on the string broke, and the cat calmly walked away. Tim replaced the string with a heavy cord. This time, however, when the cat entered the cage, the door jammed. Once again, the cat, regarding its would-be captors quizzically, serenely strode away. Nobody remembers when the simple task of adopting a stray cat became a challenge for the Mullinses, nor when the challenge became a family obsession, but after weeks of visiting and feeding an unsuccessful capture, Darlene and Tim hired a professional rescue trapper. No problem, the man promised. Yet the cat, who by then had earned the name of Ornery, soon outsmarted even the pro. The Mullins family had first seen the little animal in April. It was not until July, 3 months later, that Darlene noticed the creature's enlarged breasts. The cat was a she, was making milk, obviously for a litter that was surely concealed somewhere amid the refuse. Even if the Mullinses were able now to catch Ornery and take her home with them, her kittens, for want of a mother, would quickly starve. Perhaps the cats were better off where they were, friends suggested. Maybe that was nature's way. But rejecting this, Tim and Darlene and daughter Audra and little Trevor searched many days more until at last the kittens were found, and all, including their mother, were home safe and warmly welcomed as members of the Mullins family. And it was the very next morning, I mean just hours after the kittens were rescued, that the heavy equipment pulled up to the landfill behind the gas station and buried the entire site beneath a mountain of trash and earth. Without knowing it, Tim and Darlene had just barely saved a family of cats from certain death. And so impressed were the Mullinses when they learned of the close call that their lives were changed forever. Now today, folks in and around Rockford, Illinois, much admire an organization based in the town just north of there, something called the Roscoe Animal Retreat, a 10-acre home for an ever-expanding family of rescued and otherwise homeless dogs and cats, a foundation founded by Tim and Darlene Mullins. And people thereabouts are often astonished at how swiftly the Mullinses always respond to the cries of any animal in need, as though there were no time to lose. Of course, their haste makes sense when you know the rest of the story.
Oh, wow. Paul Harvey on WRJN. By the way, I just looked it up. The Roscoe Animal Retreat, the Roscoe Animal Retreat in Roscoe, Illinois, that is. Would you believe that's still going on? You can always donate to their organization, and if you Google it, it's right there. Now we're going to get back to more music on WRJN. Do I believe in magic? Oh, yes, I do.
Do you believe in magic?
I believe in love, though, too.
In a young girl's heart, how the music can free her whenever it starts, and it's magic. If the music is groovy, it makes you feel happy like an old-time movie. I'll tell you about the magic and the free your soul, but it's like trying to tell a stranger about a rock and roll. Believe in magic, don't bother to choose if it's jug band music or rhythm and blues. Just go and listen, and it'll start with a smile that won't wipe off your face, no matter how hard you try. Your feet start tapping and you can't seem to find how you
From Radio Park to Racine's famous zoo, local news and timeless hits.
And we listen. Local news and timeless hits. Yeah, it's back on WRJN, one of my favorite tunes. It was a tune in the 60s, it was a hit in the 60s, but for some reason, a radio station I listened to as a teenager would play this song over and over, Association Cherish. I became a big fan of this song about 10 years after it was a big hit. Our Artist of Record contest continues tomorrow. First off, a huge congratulations to my winner today. Lori Cottingham from Racine won an album from Mamas and the Papas, courtesy of Time and Again and Music and More, and Stern Event, your go-to for vinyl treasures and more, from 9602 Durand Avenue in Stern Event. It's right by the Antique Mall right there. They're open 1 to 6 every day except Sundays. And Lori, I'm going to send you the phone number to call when you're ready to pick up your album. Hey, the real cool thing, everybody, including Lori, that won this month will be eligible for drawing for a record player to play your vinyl on October 25th, this week here at WRJN.
The Racine Civic Center and the Legends Never Die Concert Series welcome Pure Soul Presents Friday, November 8th at Memorial Hall.
It's time to party.
Pure Soul Presents is a tribute to 60s Motown and 70s Soul, the music that defined a generation.
So good! So good!
Pure Soul Presents proves that rhythm and romance never go out of style. Tickets for Pure Soul Presents Friday, November 8th at Memorial Hall are on sale now at the events page of festivalpark.com.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
What was that?
That is Business Phone Bliss with the Ooma Cloud Phone System. It handles all our voice, video, and messaging needs.
You sound very...
calm? I am. Ooma has everything I need to run my business more efficiently, like virtual receptionist, call routing, and video conferencing. And it starts at just $19.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Ooma.
Nice. Find your business comm at ooma.com/radio.
Local news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Saying
to work right here.
That's the sound of the men working.
so hard, give me water, I'm thirsty, my.
That's the awesome Sam Cooke. Chain Gang on WRJN. Today is Monday. I got a nice little treat for you coming up right after this from the Bee Gees on WRJN.
There's a light, a certain kind of light that never shone on me. I want my life to be live with you, live with you. There's a way. To love somebody the way I love you. In my parade, I see your face again.
Like, isn't that used in an argument sometimes? You don't know what it's like. Maybe it's just me then. Local news, timeless, is right here at WRJN. Because it's a Monday, nobody should ever have to suffer because it's a Monday. To help cheer you up on Mondays, every Monday, we're going to be letting you call in and request a couple of your favorite tunes. Can make it real easy. Caller 4 at 262-634-WRJN is going to just call me and say, yeah, I want this song, and I want this song, and I want it this hour, which is what we're doing right now. Caller number 4 at 262-634-WRJN. I'll play a couple songs for you.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris returns to Wisconsin today. She'll make an appearance with former Congresswoman Liz Cheney in Waukesha County. That's where Republican running mate J.D. Vance campaigned last night. In-person early voting starts in Wisconsin tomorrow.
We want people to vote in every single way that they can. We want every vote to count. We want get out there and vote. Vote by mail, vote absentee, vote early, vote on Election Day.
Democratic running mate Tim Walz and former President Barack Obama will be in Wisconsin tomorrow. Senator Tammy Baldwin and challenger Eric Hovde accused each other of dishonesty several times in their debate Friday night. Baldwin said more than a dozen independent fact-checkers found Hovde's made false campaign claims. Hovde accused all of Baldwin's campaign ads to be false, but offered no evidence. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine plays a part in national politics tomorrow night. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz will make a campaign stop in Racine just as early in-person absentee voting starts for the upcoming election. The event tomorrow is scheduled for around 7, although the specific location is yet to be announced. Vice President Kamala Harris has an event in Waukesha County tonight. The other VP candidate was in Waukesha yesterday. J.D. Vance spoke at what was called a Catholics for Trump event.
But what I do believe is in the wisdom of the people of Wisconsin, and I don't think they're going to give Kamala Harris a promotion.
The visit tonight for Vice President Harris is in Brookfield, and she'll be joined by former Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney. The two will be taking part in a moderated discussion. Tomorrow is the first day of early in Wisconsin. Parking and riding at a couple of Milwaukee County lots comes to a close today. The state DOT is closing two Milwaukee area park and ride lots due to safety concerns stemming from homeless encampments. The Holt Avenue lot and the northbound College Avenue lot are getting shut down after several police calls and deteriorating conditions. The DOT does say over 80 people have been assisted with housing. There's no timeline for when those park and ride lots will reopen. And a house fire in Racine yesterday resulted in substantial damage, but no injuries were reported. Firefighters were called in the afternoon to a home on Crabtree Lane, where the fire appears to have started in an exterior kitchen wall. The official cause is currently under investigation. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Another sunny and summery day today with high temperatures flirting with 80 degrees. The good news, we have calmer winds out of the southwest. But a few clouds build in tonight and lows fall to near 50. Tomorrow, it'll be partly sunny and cooler. Highs near 70 with the chances of rain rolling in by night. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me. Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me. When you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's alright. As candy, its taste is on my mind. Girl, you got me thirsty for another cup of wine. Got a bug from you, girl, but I don't need a cure. I just stay affecting if I can for sure. When we're all alone, keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. All the good love, when we're all alone, keep it up, girl, yeah, you turn me on. I'm hooked on a feeling, I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. I'm hooked on a feeling.
Local news, timeless hits right here on WRJN. It's Monday, Why do Mondays have to be Mondays? You know, I'm going to try to fix that for you. I, Cindy Huber at WRJN, took caller number 4, which happened to be Jackie. Can't say your last name. What is this with that name? I can't say your last name. I think that's a new, is that Norwegian or what is that? Well, anyway, Jackie from Genosha was my 4th caller. And Jackie's... got some really good taste there. She really does. We're gonna head into the rock and roll ways of the 60s. Unfortunately, I couldn't play Jackie's favorite song, which was Inagata De Vida, because it's, well, something about it being 17 minutes and 4 seconds. Really, Jackie? But I can play this one and the other one she wants from the Moody Blues. So we're going to start it off with Who and I Can See for Miles on WRJ. And followed by the Beach Boys, by the way, just in case you care.
I know you deceive me, now here's a surprise. I know that you have, because there's magic in my eyes. I can see for miles and that I don't know about the little tricks you play, and never see you when deliberately you put things in my way. Well, here's a poke at you, you're gonna choke on it too. You're gonna lose that smile because of the while. I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles. For miles and miles and miles and miles and miles.
Oh yeah.
You took advantage of my trust in you when I was so far away. I saw you holding lots of other guys, and now you've got the nerve to say that you still want me. Well, that says maybe, but you gotta stand trial, because all the while I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles. Here's a surprise. I know that you have, 'cause there's magic in my eyes. I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles.
Oh yeah.
The Eiffel Tower and the Taj Mahal. On clear days, you thought that I would need a crystal ball to see right through the haze. Well, there's a poke at you, you're gonna choke on it too. You're gonna lose that smile, because all the while I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles. I can see for miles and miles. I
Well, something happened there. I think my song blew up. I was like, what? Wait a moment. I could hear it in my headphones, but I couldn't hear the song come up. And I looked and I came to the conclusion that whatever happened is not my fault. Alrighty. So we're going to go with the Temptations right here on WRJN. Hits WRJN Packers season. Man, I am loving this season of the Packers. Jordan Love, I love you. And especially yesterday's game, I really thought it was over. I really did. I'm a fair weather fan. Oh my goodness. I was telling my husband, we're going to find a new team like we did after the Brewers lost, right? But maybe we can find a team that wins all the time and then we can cheer for them. And then they won. And then my husband's like, okay, who's the fair weather? And I'm like, nah, nobody I know. Anyway, this Sunday, the Packers going up against Jacksonville Jaguars. And that starts with pregame at 10, barring any hurricanes, of course. Pregame at 10, kickoff at noon. Packer football on WRJN is sponsored locally by the Lanes on 20. It's a perfect place to bowl there, dine and unwind. Hardy and Jensen, your window and door store. Corner House on the Lake, where it's never too early to book holiday reservations or even buy gift cards. And last but not least, Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care. Thank them very much. If you see them, if you go in there, if you buy from them, thank them for being our sponsor and bringing Packer football to WRJN 1400, 99.9 Racine, 98.1 Kenosha, bringing it live right here on WRJN.
Eric Hovde owns a $3 billion California bank. That's right, he owns it. And Hovde owns a $7 million California beachfront home. No wonder Eric Hovde's proposed spending $4 trillion in new tax breaks for super rich guys like himself. That's trillion with a T. What's his plan to pay for all those tax giveaways? Hovde's plan would slash Medicare 25%, slash veterans 40%, slash Social Security by 28%. Eric Hovde's plan would cost Social Security beneficiaries $500 a month, $6,000 a year. It's outrageous. Eric Hovde's plan, new tax breaks for the rich and devastating cuts for the rest of us. Now we know what's wrong with Eric Hovde. He's definitely not for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. It's worth a look. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted a walk-up with central air and a skylight, and you found it. Now, every Friday night, you get to fall asleep to the sound of your downstairs neighbor's dance parties. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute, and today I've got some good news about prices, especially at the pump. Gas prices are the lowest that they've been in years right now. The statewide average in Wisconsin is about $3.02 a gallon, and there are 10 counties, including Eau Claire and Sheboygan, where the average price at the pump is under $3. Gas prices have been heading south since this summer when Biden and Harris released 1 million barrels of oil from one of our big reserves to help us avoid a summer gas price surge. And I am all for doing whatever we can to keep gas prices down. So I don't want to hear any more of this talk about tariff taxes on imports. Half our gas comes from overseas. I can't afford to pay more for that. Let's keep our gas prices down. For more Everyday Money news, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Or text MONEY, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. That's MONEY to 88285. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. I thought love was more or less a given thing. Seems the more I gave, less I got. What's the use in trying? All you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. Down in my mind. I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Yes, I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. I'm not a trace. I'm down in my-
the news and timeless hits right here at WRJN. And congratulations to Jackie, who decided that she's liking a Agata DeVita. I was heartbroken when I told her. Probably not the right song to play here. As much as I love all 17 minutes and 4 seconds of it. It'd be like 4 requests in a row. Then we're going to do some Moody Blues for you. Yo, on WRJN. Here's the question.
Why do we never get an answer when we're knocking at the door? With 1,000,000,000 questions about hate and death and war. Because when we stop and look around us, there is nothing that we need. In a world of persecution that is burning in its greed. It's hard to swallow. That's what the war of love is for.
It's not the way that you say it when you do those things to me. It's more the way that you mean it when you tell me what will be. And when you stop and think about it, you won't believe it's true that all the love you've been giving has all been meant for you. I'm looking for someone to change my life. I'm looking silence of the mountains and the crashing of the sea. There lies a land I once lived in, and she's waiting there for me. But in the gray of the morning, my mind becomes confused between the dead and the sleeping and the road that I must choose. I'm looking for someone to change my life. I'm looking for a miracle in my life. And if you could see what it's done to me, to lose the love I knew, could safely lead me to the land that I once knew. It's not the way that you say it when you do those things to me. It's more the way you really mean it when you tell me what will be. Stop and look around us.
as the Moody Blues on this Monday request. Thank you, Jackie, for great songs. Local news, timeless hits right here at WRJN. Stuart J. Waddles with local news. CBS National News, Mike Clemens with sports and weather, all coming up next on WRJN Beatles.